Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 21st, 2020. Today is Saturday in the third week of Lent. As I was reading the various passages of Scripture assigned for today in the daily office, I read the 87th Psalm, the first two verses. On the holy mountain stands the city he has founded. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of our God. The psalmist is speaking specifically of Jerusalem. But when I read those verses, particularly verse 2, glorious things are spoken of you, O city of our God, I was immediately taken to a hymn in the hymnal, where the first few words are from Psalm 87, and where the hymnist takes Zion to be the church. And so I wanted to share with you several of the verses of that hymn, hymn 522 in the hymnal. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love, well supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint when such a river ever will their thirst assuage? Grace, which like the Lord the giver, never fails from age to age. Round each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Boy, this is a hymn of the church triumphant, if there ever was one. A hymn that is bold in its confidence of God's provision for the people of God, the church. A hymn that draws heavily upon imagery of endless water and grace and the guidance of God in fire and cloud, and the notion that the church is always in the center of God's vision. It may seem glorious, and given our present circumstances, it may also seem a bit fantastical. Many of us are living right now separated from our brothers and sisters, unable because of safety concerns to gather on a Sunday and sing the hymns and praises to God. And for some of us, that has felt quite disorienting. How are we to be this city of God when we are displaced and dispersed? We are certainly not the first people to struggle with what it means to be the church when we can't gather. One of the things that I often think about in my pastoral work are the folks who have been faithful in church attendance week in and week out for years upon years and decade after decade, and then as they get older, because of health issues and other matters, are no longer able to come to church. Many of them experience acute loneliness, a sense of being adrift because so much of their faith was wrapped up in being with the Sunday assembly. I suspect that those of us who are navigating our ways through these days will be much more sympathetic after these days are over. We'll be much more sympathetic to those in our respective communities who can't make it to church on Sunday. But I do believe that in spite of the fact we won't gather and sing this wonderful hymn by the hundreds tomorrow, I do understand that the church is still yet in the center of God's vision, that the church is still upheld by God's Spirit, that the church still has a mission in God's world. We are experiencing what it means to be fragile, and yet at the same time, we are strengthened to do the ministry God has given us to do. My prayer for each of you is that as you make your way in the days ahead, that while you may mourn the loss of your Sunday community or your weekly community, however that is expressed in your own walk of faith, that you will understand that you are not alone, that the church around the world continues its ministry of prayer. The church around the world continues its ministry of proclamation. That there are faithful believers everywhere who are praying and singing and reading the words of Scripture. We may not be gathered in person, but we are connected through the bonds of fellowship, the waters of baptism, and the power of the Spirit. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. You are the household of God, and that will never change. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.